Warning. The following comedy program may contain opinions, facts, news stories, and other content that may be offensive to the following people. Anyone easily offended. Anyone leaning too far left. Anyone leaning too far right. Anyone who used to work on the show. Anyone who works at STLR. Anybody whose on-air name is the same as a bassist from Avenged Sevenfold. Anyone who's racist. Anyone who takes social media seriously. Hell, anyone who takes anything too seriously. And most importantly, anybody who's PC. The BS show is not politically correct, nor do they practice or support political correctness in any way, shape, or form. If you're offended, turn us off. Don't be a bitch. Basically, what we're trying to say is just entertainment. Oh yeah, I almost forgot. You're welcome.
You're listening to the BS show.
Really embracing.
Let's cut to Lazy Boy Cam.
Happy Friday. It is the Being a Super Bad Show. We are live from our hidden forest cabin in the woods studio.
Our getaway studio.
We have had very spotty internet at best, so I want to apologize to everybody who's been wanting to know why we haven't been on Twitch every day. I know we have a couple super fans that are blowing up Discord. Sorry about that.
Yeah, our reception is
it's legit because of the internet. Yeah,
we have to put our phones to use a hotspot in another room in order to even get more than 2 bars.
No, he's not lying. When I say we're on a mountain, we're on a mountain.
Yeah,
like
Superbad in the middle of the woods.
Pretty sure I was going to kill him on the trip up here. He was getting real,
real strong vibes.
Antsy in the car, his legs start moving on that last mile. I'm like, dude.
I'm like tapping on my knees. Yeah. Like,
wow.
5 years, man. Like, it's a long play, but.
The longest long play of all time.
It's a creepy ass cabin, bro. At night, you can't see anything.
When you roll in, yeah, but in the day, it's.
And then, like, for the mile long driveway, you can't see anything.
Yeah, we've got footage. We're going to put a lot of that together. I think we're going to use a lot of the footage up here for other stuff we're filming. But it is, at night, it is, it can be creepy for sure if you don't know what the, if you've never been here in the day, like he hadn't been here in the day and we drove in at, you know, 11 o'clock at night or whatever.
I'm like, cool. Anything in a 360 degree view could murder me.
Yeah, it's like just blackness.
What? Anything. It's like being in the ocean. It's like up, down.
Okay.
I don't fucking know. A bird, you know?
You were like in a submarine.
A person. So
the difference is if the submarine crashed, you could get out and breathe for, you know, not drown.
That's true. Here I'm fucked. I'm just dead.
Well, in a sub, I mean, yeah, but at least, I mean, here you'd have been fine.
No.
You'd be fine.
If the car crashed and you die and I was out here all by myself, I would not know where I was or how to do anything. I wouldn't know how to get in. I wouldn't know where the
Help
key was.
Me.
I wouldn't know how to turn lights on. It would not be good, man.
You got a phone, though. You'd eventually found service somewhere.
That's true.
911, where are you?
I got
a lot of trees.
I got longitude and latitude. I don't got an address.
I got there's trees.
Yeah. Trees. It's a clearing. You'll see a house.
Man. But yeah, we've been up here since we rolled in from Atlanta. We're actually staying up here for Atlanta, going back and forth, which was like a 2-hour drive both mm-hmm. ways. A little mm-hmm. more than I realized when we...
A little more than Tampa, but that's fine.
Yeah, but it was fine. We had a lot to go over. Yeah, Atlanta Comic-Con was interesting.
It was cool. Having a booth, for sure.
No, having a booth was way better than just doing press.
The process of how it started was not great. Should we talk about Friday first?
I think we should dive into the whole thing.
Yeah.
So that way, if anybody ever wants to do Comic-Con from a vendor, exhibitor side. Yeah,
perspective. So we roll up.
So yeah, so it was Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We had to, early unloading would have been Thursday.
The Tampa Convention Center was way nicer, too.
Smaller, but nicer.
Smaller, but way nicer, and way more user-friendly.
Okay.
Right?
I'll give you that. Way more, it seemed organized.
Yeah.
Each room had a thing. Each side of the hallways in Tampa had a thing.
Yeah.
Here it was just...
Like, here's the room.
It was just like
here's
one giant room, and they had some of it... Yeah, it was weird. Plus, drinks and food were all like $3 more. You know, like...
The Atlanta tax.
It was.
You know? Yeah.
And I'm not... I don't drink really alcohol, and Superbad does a little, but Frank is our alcohol connoisseur,
mm-hmm.
if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he was bitching about... It's like $3 more, he said, per...
He drinks the liquor.
Yeah. He's like, can you believe they jacked the prices up as he's holding, he's double fisting vodka.
Yeah.
Apparently you could believe it.
No. So we get there, we load up.
Yeah.
Well,
so
we try and load up.
So Thursday they had early loading till 8 o'clock. Of course we get there at 8:15 and we're just SOL because they're assholes. So we go ahead and pile through to back to North Carolina. On the way there, we get, I hate GPS, by the way, from this point forward. It is I just look at a map again. Yeah. Now, because
that's basically what you do. You're zooming in and twisting out on your phone like it's a fucking map, man. Yeah.
Friday on our way, we had to be there by like noon, before noon, because they opened and we had to unload still. So we leave plenty of time, and then the GPS is like, hey, you absolutely have to get off the interstate because there's like massive accidents right up here. And then we played a game where there was an accident and we're trying to get off because the GPS is telling us all these different ways to go. And I think we were like another 40 minutes late.
It was telling us for like an hour that there was
like any minute, any second now, there's an accident. You need to get off this exit right now. But then every time we'd get off to get back on, there was no accident. And then they'd say there's another accident. Yeah. So it was.
And then the way it redirected us said it was slower, but with the accidents, it was way faster. So fuck you, Google Maps.
Yeah, it was an adventure from the beginning. So then Friday now, instead of getting there at 11 to unload before they open, we're now late because of the GPS and accidents and traffic. So we roll in at like 12:15. Mm-hmm. Place is just opening. We pull into the front where we see people unloading.
There's one van
unloading
onto
a
dolly.
Unloading a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
more
like,
stuff than we brought. Way more. Yeah. Yeah.
So we're like we're in the right spot. Let's unload. So we pull up, you know, we roll the windows down. The guy that's got a staff badge who's helping the other car unloads kind of sees us. Superbad jumps out and tries to go get his attention, to which he basically is a complete super dick and tells him, This is why unloading is yesterday.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. This is why we got loading on a.
Even though
do it on
he's
Thursday.
Helping other people.
Yeah, fuck off, dude.
So right off the bat, instantly, Superbad wants to beat somebody's ass. So they go inside. He eventually waits for the guy. They go inside to find our booth. To find out, wait for it, they gave our booth away because we were 15 minutes late.
And
they threw our banner away.
Yep.
Because
thing that says our name on our.
Because
our show.
We were 15 minutes late. Now, keep in mind, at 11:45, 11:50, they texted us to make sure that we were still inbound.
Which I did respond.
Which we responded to and said, we are stuck in traffic. We will be there in 15, 20 minutes. Ugh. It took us like 30 instead of 20. Mm-hmm. And they just went ahead and assumed that
we weren't coming. They were going to rob us, bro.
Yeah. So finally, after, I don't know if he was scared of you or what happened.
We eventually loaded everything in. When we got to the booth and he told us that our banner was thrown away, I put the fear of God into him.
Yeah, he came out the first time and I was ready to jump down his throat and he was like, easy, everything's... But came to find out that apparently ownership has just been changing and it's a disorganized, chaotic mess. His words, by the way.
Which, did it like change from like when we went to Tampa?
He was making
to
it
Atlanta?
Sound like Tampa was the last... people's last thing and this was the new owner's new thing. Now maybe he was just trying to give them a little more, you know, I don't know,
credit.
You know, trying to like make us not pissed off about the whole thing, but it was bad. And then we find out they're like, you know, we were trying to set up, we got TVs and boards and computers and we got to try to do the whole show, right? The whole plan was to be live for basically 12 hours a day every day. Oh, that'll be between $160 and $300. For what? For power.
To plug something
in. I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool, 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 cool.
So
that was Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We figured out we were basically
fucked. Which is why we did hour-long streams each day, basically, instead, because we were running on hotspots, which, by the way, the internet was also locked down and cost money. I didn't get a clear price on what that was, but all their stuff that they had was locked, and you had to go talk to them. And after they're telling us it's $300 for power, I could only imagine... What internet was going to cost.
Yeah, an extra $5.
Yeah. It was...
Get out of here.
It was ridiculous, man. So we may do, because we always do.
No, we did good.
No,
we just didn't have our screens
we
up.
We did well, yeah. We'll have a lot of that video footage cut and up hopefully in the next week or two, right? I mean, the second we get back into Florida. Then we'll work on that and get it up. We've got a lot of footage. We're filming a bunch of stuff up here. Yeah, but so, sorry, I'm getting off track. But so, yeah, so Friday was...
interesting.
We had to get through Friday. Cherokee was running late. He had a bunch of stuff come up on his end last second. So it was just me and Superbad on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
That was interesting. And then Friday night, Cherokee came through. Like, we didn't... He brought our... So I guess the guy after Superbad, actually, let me go back. After Superbad put the fear of God in this guy, he somehow managed to go dig our banner out of the trash and found it.
Yeah, you left, and then he comes back, and he's like, on his knees holding it up like, I fucking did it. Don't murder me.
Yeah, I had to go out to the car thinking, get one more thing.
Yeah.
And yeah, when I got back, the banner's there and they're like, hey, he found it.
Yeah, sometimes, man, sometimes you always tell me to back off, but sometimes you got to fucking...
Oh, I agree.
You got to lay down the law.
Well, it's because you're a 10 always.
That's
sometimes
true.
You don't
that's
have true. To be a 10.
That's true.
Sometimes a 6 is
it's like, well,
sufficient.
We threw away your banner and I literally said to the guy, I'm
to
like,
10.
That's kind of bullshit. And looked right at him and he looked right at you and you're like, fucking man, you know?
I mean, he's not wrong. I mean, you guys gave us 15 minutes, you know? I mean, and the cost for most people for these booths are not cheap, you know? You know, just because we had to do press and do other stuff, but there's people that are paying between like $500 and, well, I guess the artist tables are $200 and something, but so you got between $200 and like $1,000 if you want like, you know, a big booth or a booth even bigger than what we had.
Yeah.
So I mean,
you
like,
can double up. Or...
I can only imagine how bad they're screwing the people, you know? And it's like, okay, so, all right, you paid $800 for this booth. That'll be $300 more
and
for
we,
power, another $100 for internet. Oh, and I didn't tell you the best thing. You're only allowed to have 2 employees, and that includes yourself.
Oh,
any
yeah.
Any other people that are working your booth, that's an extra $40.
Yeah, $40 per pass. So Saturday, Frank rolls into
so
town.
So Cherokee rolls in with a surprise. He's like, I'm bringing my baby sister. And she's helping us because she's really excited to help us. Turns out he basically threw her in the car and said,
yeah,
we need help.
Her.
We fired everybody else. We need help and you're coming.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, so, yeah. So, I think I'm watching the booth, and so Superbad goes and takes Cherokee to go get the rest of the passes for everything.
And there's an info booth, right? So we're like, oh, we'll just go up there because that's where me and Bean got our passes. So we'll just go up there and ask for more because that lady said on Friday,
just send your whoever you have working the booth, send them this way,
and we'll
give
them
their
passes. Because in Tampa, Frank
that's
came
what we did.
Late, and we said we need another pass, and they're like, here you go.
Oh, you're with BS Show? Here you go.
Yeah, here you go. We're canning them out like candy.
Yep. Turns out, though, in Atlanta...
Run by the same people.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you have if you have free passes or not. If you try to include anyone else, like if you have a staff or employee... Like I'm trying to say, like if Frank would have walked in with like an $800 camera on his shoulder and he was just there to film with like a badass camera, they would have tried
to...
Yeah, he's not there to
hang
out.
No, trust me. He didn't drive...
You didn't drive 8 hours to take advantage of Comic-Con and walk around, which, by the way, everything costs money.
Yeah.
You're paying a fee to get into a place to spend money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's not Disney World where you like you pay a big fee and now every ride is free.
Everything's
you just have to stand in a line
for
an hour.
You pay the admission fee, and then you still got to go have money to buy everything.
Right.
Yeah.
And in fact, we were the only, I don't want to say one of the only, I believe the only, because we walked around the floor in turns when we needed a break from the booth. No one did anything free except us.
People did stuff free where they were like, you get free business cards and here's a free bookmark and we got free pins as well to promote our stuff. But it's like they weren't taking merch off of their table and giving it away for free.
We set up the Plinko board.
That was the best part.
Right. And then we put prizes at the bottom of each slot where the ball could drop out.
Mm-hmm.
And all you had to do was lift the apron for Chef Boyardick.
We set up Chef Boyardick on the corner of our booth so people could lift it if they wanted.
And if they wanted to lift it, they got to drop a free Plinko ball, and then whatever it landed on, they won.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the most popular popping booth in that entire place, and it was pissing everybody off.
It was crowds, bro. Yeah, we had a T-shirt vendor next to us, right, where they just bought a bunch of nerdy T-shirts like in bulk.
Yeah.
And every time that lift,
which they had,
lifted,
by the way, probably at least 8 employees over the course of the weekend.
Yeah. So, right. Back to the other thing where you have to pay for a pass. Did they pay for every single
almost,
one of those?
I almost guarantee they did.
Fuck no.
No, they didn't.
No.
No, because their booth was 4 times our size, too. So I'm sure the guy said, I'll slit your throat if you try to make me pay another $40 times 6. I probably already paid $1,000.
We had plans on plans on plans to not pay the fucking $80 they wanted for Frank and his sister. That's bullshit, dude.
Yeah, so long story short, we basically, because we were vendors and press, it all worked out. We got the other 2 passes. They were still hell-bent on, we were lucky that we had press and exhibitors because they were not going to give us passes. But here's the thing. They're like literal press passes you've seen in the movies on TV, and you get 2.
Yep.
All it would have taken, and by the way, they're not required. Once you get in the building, they're only required to get in the building.
Yeah, they don't
the
go around
store.
Checking
They're not
booths,
checking
like,
anything.
If you have your pass
right.
on.
So it would have been super simple to just be like, which we were going to do, Here you go, Ryan. Go out there and hand.
Take my pass.
Give it to Frank. Walk Frank back in. Take his pass back off. Walk his sister back in. Now all four of us are in. You guys can go fuck yourselves.
Yeah, we're not paying you. Done. But we doubled up as press.
Right. So we went and we're like, by the way, we're also press. And then, you know.
Yeah, I talked to the info booth lady about the passes. She says, no, you got to go talk to this other dude on the other side of the room. And they're like doing the will call for like other people who actually have
for
tickets,
the normies.
Right? For the norms. Yeah. For the plebs. And he's like, she's like, you got to go talk to Dustin. So we go over to talk
you
to
knew
Dustin.
You had an issue right there. Somebody's name's Dustin.
Yeah. And he's like, I'm like, we need a, that lady told us to come over here. We need more passes for our, we got two more employees who showed up late. They weren't here yesterday. And he's like, that'll be $80 with the shit eating grin of a shit eater on his face. And I thought he was joking. Like genuinely, I think me and Frank
Frosted
thought
shit
he was,
flakes he just ate.
Yeah. Thought he was kidding. But he was, he laughed a little bit. We laughed. And then he's like.
Then it got awkward.
Yeah. And then nobody said anything. And he's like, I'm like, are you
and serious?
Like,
are you going to hand me the passes yeah. or not? And he's like, are you going to hand me $80 fucking?
Yeah, I need $80. And he's like, no, seriously. So. Cool.
How did that. I never got a clear. Like, how did that specific second go? When it became obvious that neither one of you were joking.
Well, I looked at him. Yeah. I looked at Frank. Frank looked at him. And then. Okay, so. We got up there. There was four people at the tables.
Right.
And then this guy was behind everybody.
Oh, he's a big baller.
So he's like the king of all of the fucking assholes, you know?
King asshole.
Yeah. I think it was more of like so people don't beat the fuck out of him because he's right at the front. They had to set him back a little bit. Maybe there was security guards there or something. That it was bullshit, man. It was just dead silent. And then he laughed and we're like, give us the passes, right? And he's like, that's $40 a pass. And I'm like, I was literally shaking, bro, at that point. I'm like, I'm going to prison. Me and Frank, we're going to prison.
Going to prison. Yeah.
I feel bad for Frank because he's like, did I just drive fucking 8 hours for
For nothing? You guys assured me everything was set up and fine. It's like, well, because I've got Ryan on the phone or on the emails with all their people and everything's fine.
Well, because Tampa...
Everything was fine.
Everything was fucking fine.
Everybody communicated well.
That's what he said. He goes, I told him about Tampa. I'm like, well, we needed an extra pass for him because he showed up late to Tampa and they just gave it to us. He's like, that's really surprising. They shouldn't have done that. You know, I worked at Tampa. They shouldn't
it's
have
like,
done
yeah,
that.
But we worked at Tampa yeah, too, we and were, they did.
Yeah. Again, you tell me I'm wrong, dude?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, again, if you're running, and I don't even care because all everything we're saying is fact. So, I mean, like, I hate these organizations. Like, I want to find out the actual name of the people that own the business.
Because, oh, no, me too. I would shit all over it.
Because, yeah. I mean, we got emails into stuff, but I mean, I need to know exactly who I'm dealing with because I don't understand. Okay, if on average every single person in there paid $500 for every, you know, on average, because I know the other tables are smaller, but some of them got power.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the artist tables had power. Mm-hmm. So that means they had to spend a bunch of money on that.
Right.
So if you had whatever they had, like 500 vendors, you know what I mean? The amount of money they already made off the vendors already.
Should be enough.
You would think would be.
Should be plenty.
You know, and the ticket sales.
Yeah.
And you got 40,000 people over 3 days running through a place at what times, depending if they get the whole package or what, right. what was a day.
Right.
Which I think it was like 30 a day. So I couldn't figure out. Or 100 for the weekend or some shit like that.
Some people were there just for one day because they tried to do some of our stuff, but they're like, oh, I won't be here.
I won't be here tomorrow. Yeah. But I feel like it was more expensive to get the exhibitor pass than to buy the ticket, too, which didn't make any sense.
That's what you were saying. You're like, why don't we just buy?
If we had to spend money, we would have just spent like it was, you know, the less like $35 or $30 and just got him a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it didn't make any sense at all what they were doing. It's... So we will unfortunately probably, I don't know if we'll ever work with those specific con running people again.
Which most of them were nice. The press people were fucking
now, I'll say
super
that.
Rad.
Now that's the event side. It runs the actual event side. Now we also dealt with the media, the press, all the people who run that side. And they were amazing.
Yeah.
Superbad got an interview, which we'll play here in just a minute, and he can set it up. But like it was, hey, put in your request for press. They're like, here you go, and they email us back with a couple hours. Here, who you want? Which you should have got her on air. We never did that.
Fuck, damn it.
But I mean, they
got to go to another one now.
They held up their end. The press side held up their end perfectly. Nobody did anything negative there. I have nothing. What's her name? Jamie, right?
Jamie.
She was amazing. She's great. I have nothing but positive things to say about her. Pretty much everything else, except the guy who we dealt with initially, who was kind of an ass. But after he told us, hey, everybody's stressed and miserable because we have new owners and they suck.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they basically make me go around to vendors and deal with you guys because they don't have the balls to do it. So I instantly was like, okay, I understand. I worked for companies where even if I'm the GM or whatever, my boss is making the job extremely difficult for everyone else, and I have to take it. Yeah. Yep. So I did have empathy for him. But besides him and Jamie, you know, the rest of those people can just drive right off a mountain.
Eat dicks. Yeah.
Yeah, while they're eating dicks.
Yeah. Dick Mountain.
Dick Mountain.
Yeah.
But Saturday was awesome. We had so many people. We had three raffles going. We had a Nintendo-themed raffle with a Game Boy Advance SP and then Dragon Ball Z
Legacy of Goku.
Thank you.
Yep.
And a case and all that. And then we had like a Halo-themed Master Chief and 360 thing. And then we had a Series S. So we had a lot of people come by and do the raffles, which surprisingly, I feel like the Nintendo one with an old console.
I had somebody come up and they were like, is that a real 360? Like a real working Xbox 360? No way. Yeah, dude. It's real.
I guess the Xbox One came out in 2013 and now we're on the Series.
Okay.
So if you got to think, that's two like generations ago. And that one kid who walked up was probably 15. So he was what, three when the when the 360 was out. So he's like, oh my God.
Wow, they do exist. I thought it was just a dream I had.
I should have wrote the names down, but the only winner we had in house, we gotta mail the other stuff out actually this weekend. The Game Boy Advance winner was in house.
Yeah.
So he got to come by and we got to take pictures with him and that was really, really awesome. And he was super stoked. So I think we definitely got a bunch of new fans. The Owen Wilson Wowrio sticker was
saved us. Came in clutch.
It was a shit, man. The Glitter Lion did pretty well. You sold almost, I think we were down to four and then single packs left. We almost sold out of the Glitter Lions.
Good. Everybody loves Chef Boyardee.
Yep, that was
pretty
popular.
We put the sticker on the apron, set up the mask, and it had the boxing gloves attached to it. We dubbed it our mystery character because we couldn't say
Frank was
Chef
a little
Boyardee.
Over-aggressive about
no,
that,
No, he was.
Though.
He was.
He's like, hey, you want the sticker? Cool. You're not allowed to know his fucking name until you go lift the apron. It's like, hey, Frank, they don't have to lift the apron, man. If someone wants to know the name, just quietly tell them
every
the name,
time.
Man.
No, even if they won the sticker, if they bought the sticker, like,
hey, we
you
got this mystery
you
character.
You gotta go talk to that
Brian
guy.
I'm telling you. Like, he would be mad about it. It's like, hey, man, hey, that's all right, man.
That's fine.
It's okay. Yeah. You know? If they bought the sticker, just tell them the name of the character. You don't have to make him go lift up a giant dick apron. But he did. I love you, Frank.
No, we learned a lot.
We learned a lot
on what we should be catering to. At a comic con.
Yes. 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 Apparently, Dungeons and Dragons dice
are the shit.
Is every booth is required.
All
I think,
ages.
Maybe that's why we had to pay the extra 40 per pass because we didn't have
dice.
The D&D
dice. You guys sell dice for $80.
I went by your booth. I saw your shit. $80. Yeah. What else did everybody have? There's something else that was besides the dice.
There was dice. Everybody had T-shirts.
T-shirts.
Stickers, mostly.
We made a last second call to not go T-shirts. We had, you know, a literal 1,000 stickers. So we decided don't go T-shirts.
We'll just do stickers this year.
That may have been a huge mistake.
Right. Right.
In retrospect.
People like clothes, you know.
Multiple people were like, oh, I like this. Do you have a T-shirt of it? I don't have a T-shirt. Oh. Cool.
Yeah, then I don't want the sticker then.
Yeah, no.
I don't want to put it on my own T-shirt.
Right.
You know?
I'm not doing
even
that.
Even though I totally could because they're vinyl stickers. Cool. Should we talk about the interview we got?
Yeah. So Friday, after all the garbage, right? So it's like 1:30. It's been like an hour and a half.
But this was planned,
we're
though.
The interviews have been planned. But like, we're steaming. Me and him are in a bad mood. You know, we're trying to, like, it's going to be okay. It's just Friday. It'll be all right. Then Jamie emails him back like, hey, you know, you can do these interviews right here, but I'm going to need you at 2:30 or 2:45. So he's psyched. So he goes over
to the Star
to do
signing
that.
Booth, which is on the other side of the exhibitor hall. So
because
I
they
have
moved
like,
our, moved
I have
our
like
booth.
2 minutes to be like, fuck,
which,
fuck,
by the way,
fuck.
I didn't. Yeah, you're right. And I held you there because I was trying to get the audio thing to work. I didn't say that either. When we did get a booth, but our booth was literally on the opposite side of where we would have been because we would have been in the 400s, and they put us in the 1,000s, which was the last row.
Yep.
They up, all the way against us. The wall.
Yeah.
We would have been in the center of the entire Comic-Con because it went from 100 to 1,000 off the side, and we were in the 400s because they had that number written on our banner that they threw away and then crossed out, and then gave us then they gave us the 1013, the thousands.
Shitheads.
So we would have been dead center.
Yep. Yeah, where everybody was.
Mm-hmm.
There was on the outer rim, we were.
We were. We were on the outer rim.
No one was there, really.
Yep.
People showed up.
And we got
sure.
a lot. We pushed hard, but I mean, I really think the outcome would have been completely different had we been where we were supposed to be.
Mm.
But,
mm-hmm.
you know, hey.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Like, hey, now I don't have to pay, right? Because you moved my booth and threw away my
shit.
Yeah,
give me my
like,
free power.
Coming,
give
so.
Me my free power right now.
Yeah, because you fucked up.
Yeah, how did they not do that? Oh, my God, we're so sorry. You know what? You guys said you need power. It's on us. We're so sorry that
yeah,
we did everything. Holy shit,
with
your stuff. I didn't mean to do this. And I would have been like, oh, man, thank you. Like,
and we were supposed to get a trash can.
Yeah, they didn't give us a trash can.
And we
had
to steal one from another booth because they left the day fucking early.
Mm. Yeah, that was a disorganized, chaotic mess. But so Friday, he goes, Superbad goes over to interview some people, and we'll set this up. But mm-hmm. I really thought he was gone for like an hour. So I thought either, A, he got into a fight with whoever he was interviewing, mm-hmm. and now he's now on his way to Atlanta jail. Or he's now best friends with the person he was interviewing, and they're having lunch somewhere, and now I'm all by myself as well. Either way, I'm screwed.
If I was having lunch with a celebrity, you wouldn't have seen me again.
You told me already that, like, walking by the booth, and I'm like, where are you going? He'd be like, I don't even know who that is. Who's that person trying to ask me where I'm? I don't. That's weird.
The hand thing, like the cover my eyes.
So we'll give away who the interview is, but we could have interviewed a second person, but while he was waiting,
we had a couple lined up.
We found out that how someone acts in real life, like how we kind of had a feeling. I think we made a bunch of, if you were watching the Twitch leading up, we made a bunch of jokes mm-hmm. about, mm-hmm. I'm just gonna go ahead and say it, Kevin Sorbo.
Right. He was at Tampa.
He was at Tampa,
Atlanta.
But because Bruce Boxley,
Tron,
thank you.
Yeah.
Tron dropped out from Tampa and Atlanta. So initially,
which is really weird.
It was. I'm kind of curious about that. Initially, they had Kevin Sorbo as the headliner because they moved him from, but you remember, like, that was like Wednesday or Thursday. Yeah. They announced, oh, now we have Kevin Sorbo. But then, like, Friday, like, on the way up, they announced, like, on the drive here Thursday night, there was like mm-hmm. 9,000 more
they
people
had, like,
at the last
they had,
second.
Probably double the amount of celebrities mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. they did at Tampa. And every press person was like, yeah, a bunch of these were like a last minute thing. So,
well, yeah, because on the website for a minute, it was just Kevin Sorbo, and he was charging $10-$20 more than everyone else for pictures and autographs because I guess he thinks he's, you know, that much better.
He's Kevin fucking, he's Hercules.
Yeah,
okay?
Bro, my bad. He's that family friend from the shark movie where the chick surfer gets her arm bit off and he carries her.
That was weird. That was on the other day, right?
We watched as we're leaving to drive up to
Kevin Sorbo movie.
Yeah, I think we had an idea. So Superbad's kind of in line to interview people, he's with the press. People
they're shutting down lines with me in it, like, no, you can't come in here, we got Big Dick Super Bad over here, you know.
Yeah, he's got an interview. So he sees Kevin Sorbo is just a rude asshole. He gets to witness all that, and then the security guard turns to him and basically verifies everything that we've seen and heard and was like, you don't want to interview that guy.
Kevin Sorbo's a dick.
He's a fucking monster. He is the guy
he was yelling because the tables weren't straight.
Yeah.
Come on,
that's
man.
That's not a joke. That's
come
like,
on.
You're not straightening my tables. It's at an angle.
They're all crooked.
I won't
be
doing any signatures or talking to people until my table looks specifically. And that's not a joke. We're not joking. That's.
And there were other celebrities there who are way above Kevin Sorbo, like Nolan North. You know, if you're that dude, you get to be like, my table.
And if you
not
don't know who Nolan North is,
angle.
He pretty much voices every major video game character that exists now. Yeah. And I would definitely say he's probably got more run than Kevin Sorbo.
Nathan Drake from Uncharted, mm-hmm. Desmond Miles from
Assassin's Creed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's the ghost from Destiny. Like,
oh, see, I didn't even know that. Yeah. So there you go.
He's like Batman in a couple games, I think. Yeah. He's everywhere, man.
Yeah. But none of those guys were acting super dickish except Kevin Sorbo. So Superbad tapped out on that interview, and I don't blame him because
No, thank you.
With my instructions, he would have asked really bad things, and there would have been, we'd have got thrown out. Because, I mean, I don't know if you know this, but he is completely anti-vax and completely COVID's not even real and all that stuff. I mean, just go check out his Twitter if you think I'm making shit up.
Yeah,
I'm
that would have been a bait interview. A couple people asked me, like, what I was going to ask before, and I'm like,
yeah, they were running through our... They saw the BS show shirt and they were like ready to, they weren't sure what was happening or what was coming.
No.
But I'll let you take it over from here. So
the other interview was really good. The one I actually got.
The one you decided to go through with.
It's Dante Bosco. He voices Zuko from Avatar. Rufio from Hook. Ophelia. What's the other one? Oh, American Dragon.
Oh, Jake Long. Jake Long.
The Disney show. Mm-hmm. Probably less people know that than
that's true.
Rufio and...
in Avatar.
Zuko, yeah.
Which we just read, like, yesterday from his podcast, you know, that he started to give information that he was given Superbad last week.
Mm.
So
to IGN. Mm. Yeah, bro. We got an exclusive with him.
BSGN over here.
Yeah.
So do you, here, do you want me to, so we just, do you want to set it up? Do you want to explain just kind of, so that's it? And then
that's
so,
pretty much it, yeah. Dante Bosco interview.
So you sidestepped Kevin Sorbo, said, no, I'm good. You sit there lonely. By the way, not a lot of people.
No.
We're seeking out Kevin Sorbo. No. I'm just saying. I'm not even, that's factual. I'm not even being a dick.
He have a line at Tampa, though.
He did have a little line at Tampa. That?
Yeah.
He's such, which I guess I get, like you want to promote your merch, but when you're charging like $50, $60 for an autograph and pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to try to sell me a t-shirt when I'm up there paying you $50 to talk to you?
Yeah, that was a weird thing. I didn't go to the star signing thing in Tampa because a couple things fell through. But
I was up near there, and he had like his face on there with the like the Obama, the chain shirt, but he had like the Kevin Sorbo.
No way,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
I want that shirt just as a fucking joke.
Yeah.
Right.
Right? So he had a couple weird shirts, and that's what I'm saying. Like, he's the only star that I saw, star, and I use that term loosely for some of those people. He's the only one that was fucking hawking merch.
Yeah.
While you're up there already paying. Like, I couldn't believe. We talked about that. You know,
bitching about his tables.
I don't know what artist would have me actually spend money. You know, I'm just not I don't mark out to celebrities like that. There's very few. I mean, if Robin Williams was still alive, I'd probably do whatever I would need to do to spend money to meet that guy.
If Robin Williams and Dante Bosco were both there.
That would have been awesome. Right? But see, I don't think Robin Williams would accept money to autographs, or if they did, they'd give that money to charity because they don't need it. And then I would be okay paying it.
No, Kevin Sorbo needs money.
Yeah, that's what it felt like. Like, why am I giving you, was it $60? Like, why would I give you $60 for a picture, man?
No, you could with pay to just, you could pay to just, you had to pay just to get in line to talk to them, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Like, no, you can't.
You basically have to tell them you're doing one or the other.
Yeah.
You have to either get a photograph or an autograph, and then it's.
You swipe your credit card. It was from 20 to, get in line.
It's pretty fucking insane, if I can be honest. I mean, like, I get it. Like, hey, you know, you were popular, and like, you know, that's maybe, you know, if you sunk your whole life into a job and that's what you're good at and know, and you don't really know much else, then you're not going to be successful probably doing much else.
Mm.
But at the same time, man, $50, $60, come on.
Yeah, don't be an asshole.
Because you know they got fees. I highly, highly doubt that they just go to Comic-Con for free.
No.
And just sit in that booth all day for 12 hours for free.
No, they got, like, schedules and, like, they were really adamant.
They all have their managers
too.
With them, and they all have bodyguards.
When I was up at Dante's booth, there was, like, three staff people, like a security guy, and then a dude in a suit comes around the curtain, like his agent almost, but like it wasn't his agent because they said his agent wasn't even there or responding, and he accepted our interview. Like him himself was
shit.
Yeah. He's like,
you didn't tell me that.
Yeah,
nice.
I'll do it. Yeah. Of course I'll do it.
He's like, the Beat and Superbad show.
Yeah. I love those guys. Love those guys.
They're great.
Aww. So he was really cool to meet. I love Avatar from like when I was a kid.
Oh,
so.
You were on cloud nine for like 12 hours. Dude.
Well, I floated back to the, back to our booth.
You had a shitty grin for the rest of Friday.
Yeah, you know, Friday wasn't bad. I got hit by a bus, but I met Dante.
Yeah,
I
mean, I'm best friends with Zuko now.
I got my leg cut off. I got shot three times, but.
That's how it felt, man, when
we were kicked
around for the first couple of
hours.
Yeah.
And then it got better. Then the rest of Friday was pretty good. We sold a couple stickers. We had a bunch of people come up and figure out who we are. But Saturday is when it took off because in the clutch, like Cherokee's new nickname for the show might need to be Clutch because somehow
Clutch.
We left. We were supposed to leave Wednesday night and we were supposed to take the Bean and Mobile 3.0.
Mm-hmm. That didn't happen.
Things started raveling out of control. Wednesday, we shifted last second and decided to take a different car and a gas car, hybrid, but still, because we plotted things out. It was just going to be a pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
So Thursday morning, instead of Wednesday night, I show up at Superbad's at like 10:30, 10 o'clock, and we unload my entire car and reload it with his stuff to fit in there better and to kind of go over everything, make sure we have everything.
Right.
And we're checking box. We got everything, man. Like everything. And then I think right before we left, I saw something else on like my computer. We even saved the laptop. Remember, we were done, and I saw it because I put it in the garage off to the side. I was like,
Yeah.
Oh, man, we almost left the computer, and you're like, nice.
Well, and then we're like, we're driving, and we're like, man, we didn't forget a
anything.
Thing.
We're
absolutely
high-fiving each other.
Anything.
We are. It's like 3 in the afternoon. We're like just about to cross the Georgia borderline. We're celebrating as we just about getting to Georgia, and then that's when the first leak is discovered. Of, hey, is there water in the boat?
Yeah. So we were supposed to have our wheel, that didn't happen.
The wheel
and
of
then
misery.
We eventually scrapped the whole thing because we had the Plinko board.
Right, so we were like, you know what? We don't need the wheel and the Plinko board because we were going to run two contests at once. But then we discovered when we got there that 18 different booths had wheels. Nobody had a Plinko board.
Right.
Not one vendor, not one anybody had a Plinko board.
Somebody came over on Friday and was like,
I heard you had a Plinko board.
I saw Plinko, so I had to come over. I saw it.
Is this real? It is. So then, yeah, then when we get there, we start setting up, right? And Friday, that's when the rest of we can't find the nice banner. Not like the banner they had for us, but like the...
Our banner.
Our actual real,
Being
you know...
Being a super bad banner.
I don't know what material you would call that, you know, but like an actual, you know...
Yeah, what is that?
What
it's
is
made
that?
From like a... Like a vinyl, but
it's
not
like vinyl, like plastic.
Yeah,
you know, like almost
like a banner.
I don't know, like a high, like a banner, but like a high quality, like real expensive,
not a piece of paper.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't bring that because somehow we forgot that too. So then we're working the phones at home, having
the B team
drop stuff off. Mm-hmm. You know, so Frank's got to go to Ryan's house to pick up everything, and then of course,
which let me butt in there. I call Tyler, right? Mm-hmm. Enter Tyler. And I go, we forgot a lot, including the apron. The entire Chef Boyardee costume was left in my trunk.
Oh, that too. Yeah. Yeah. So we also realized, as I'm saying, it went from we didn't forget anything.
Yeah.
Nothing. We got everything.
High fives all around. And then we're like, okay, we forgot the wheel. But then we were
then it was like one step
wheel.
At a time.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
who
I was
cares?
Like, fuck, I forgot we don't have the apron either. Like the main thing.
Yeah. Shout out. Props. Michelle drops that over at your house. Then Cherokee comes in at midnight. But the best part was you called intern Tyler.
I called intern Tyler hours before midnight.
And
saying,
you're like,
put all that shit that you got from my trunk, the Chef Boyardee costume, in a bag, and then put it outside because I don't know when Frank's going to be there.
So we get a call. We're about to pass out, right? So, you know, we're back at the cabin. It's like midnight, 12:30. I think Superbad woke up. I get the phone call, and it's Cherokee going, bro, what the fuck, man? I'm outside Ryan's house. There's nothing out here. And I was like, what? You guys said you called Tyler. Like, we did call Tyler.
Yeah.
And I was like, I promise Michelle put the banner. And so he finds the banner because she did her job. She drove across town and put the banner outside where we asked her to.
Tyler being living
Tyler
at that house.
Being at the house, inside the house, 8 feet away where we needed him to just move the shit out. So I basically have to wake up super bad. I'm like, hey, Frank's on the phone and the
can't
shit ain't
find
there.
Anything, yeah. So I call Tyler.
So he takes the phone. And he calls Tyler, and it's the greatest thing because I'm on the phone with Frank, and he's on the phone with Tyler. And you hear, and Tyler's wide awake, by the way. He's playing
whatever
video game,
Destiny.
And he's like, hello? And Ryan tries to stay so calm. He's like, hey, man, remember that shit I asked you to
Mike,
put
I'm going to need you to listen very carefully.
Outside? Did you put that shit outside? And you just hear 5 seconds of silence. Oh, no, I never got it.
Okay, well,
cool.
Frank's
there.
Here. Yeah, he's at the house.
So he's like, oh, so he scrambled. He comes out, and then he hears me on the phone outside because Frank's got me on speakerphone. And
yeah,
I'm like,
you're on the
is
phone.
Tyler outside yet? And and now Tyler is on the phone with Ryan going, I'm sorry, Jay, because he's talking to me through Frank's phone.
You're on the phone with Frank. I can hear Frank through Tyler's phone.
Yelling at Tyler.
We're basically on a four-way conference call with two different phones. Yeah. Trying to get all our ducks in a row.
So, yeah, so Frank picked up the stuff and drove up here all night, never slept. He had to stay up there he had some bad stuff go down. His, like, car's in the shop last second. He had to borrow, like, his mom's car or something, like, embarrassing. And he's like, I'm so sorry. He drives no sleep straight up here from, like, 1 o'clock in the morning, rolls into Atlanta right as Comic-Con's opening. We had to meet him there in the morning without sleeping. And that's why it's $80 for another pass was like, listen, I've been up for 36 hours and I just drove
eight hours
and I just had to deal with intern Tyler being a jackass. And it's just let me.
Yeah. Just give me our shit. I'm going in whether You're going to have to get a lot of people to stop me from getting Frank and his sister hit.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
That's happened. And huge shout out to her, man.
Oh, my God, yeah.
She slayed it, mm-hmm. dude. Mm-hmm. We ended up hiring her as our new show photographer.
Yeah.
And then that turned out to be Frank ends up letting us in on the real reason he brought her is because
he wanted
she's like
to
going to school to be in photography and he wanted her to get a job with us to take the show pictures. So he figured if he just, you know, threw in the back of the car and made her come up here to help, we would do it. I got to give him props. It worked.
Yeah. His story was, oh, yeah, she totally wanted to.
Yeah. I was like, I told her, hey, I'm going to Atlanta, you know, and she's like, oh, I've never been to a Comic-Con. Can I go? her face when he's telling us the story, she's just shaking her head. She's like, no, that's not anywhere.
No,
she like, he woke me up and said, get in the fucking car. You're coming with me. Where? Doesn't matter. Yeah, get in the car.
I need you to help me drive. Get in the fucking car. No, both of them came in clutch.
Oh, so that was great, man. We got to find out who the real was. I mean, we didn't even mention the reason we got stuck in the mountains. Like, we were originally going to come here after Con because we had a bunch of stuff filmed. We had our pilot and stuff to film. But our other place
in Atlanta
fell through.
Yep.
That's actually why when I say things started to unravel on Wednesday, I got a call on Wednesday at like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Like 8 seconds after I talked to Ryan and was like, yeah, I got a bad feeling, man. I was like, I just imagine this person that's, you know, I'm trying to use the words right, intern manager. because at this point, you know.
Yeah. Basically both, yeah.
He set this whole thing up, you know, in front of us, by the way. I can't shit on him completely.
EMFB.
It's not, yeah, it's not 100% his fault. To be fair, it wasn't 100% on him.
No.
In front of, no, I know, I'm getting there. I'm still blaming him some, but it wasn't 100% his fault.
True.
He set this thing up for us while we were there at one point, gave us the phone number of the place we were staying. It was his real good friend in Atlanta that he's known for like 30 years. The guy has no problem with it. Well, he drops out, EMFB, I like that. He can't go at the last second, which was fine because Frank was coming and we were it was like not a big deal. Like, okay, we'll be fine, you know.
We're cool, yeah,
you know,
we got
you,
enough.
You can't make it, you know, you got the place secured for us. That's good enough, man. Don't even worry about it.
Right.
Well, when he drops out last second because he's desperately trying to like make things move around, and he lets I'm not even going to name names, but he let the guy know, like, mm-hmm. hey, I can't make it, but I'm going to send these two guys. Well, his response is he waits like 12 hours to respond back to EMFB to tell him.
I don't know these guys.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
These are. And,
I'm not cool
and
with
this
random.
Guy is an African-American gentleman. And apparently he said, I don't know these two white guys and I don't know them or what they're capable of. So I don't want them in my house.
Right.
Which is pretty offensive to me, if I can be completely honest. I understand everything that's going on, but it's like, OK,
come
your
on,
friend
dude.
Of 30 years says this other guy, who I also have known for more than 10 years, is trying to do something. You know, like, what? Like, we're trying to run a business.
Yeah.
And it's like, your best friend recommends something. Like, why would you? And seriously. So at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we're leaving, mind you, in like 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
9 hours. We're like leaving at night.
Yeah.
Like in the middle of the night. So we're getting ready. And then I get the phone call of, hey, man. He just said what I just said. And yeah.
Yeah. You don't have a place.
You don't have a place. Sorry about
Atlanta.
That.
Yeah. Cool, brah.
No, hey, I set this up for you, or how about a backup, or hey, anything.
Even Frank
else,
said
so.
That. He's like, if he would, you know.
Trying to do the right,
yeah.
the right job all the way through. Yeah, so I was a little hot. Again, it's not 100% his fault. The only part that was really his fault was the, like, waiting to basically be like, hey, sorry, I screwed you. Have a great trip.
Yeah, waited till the last possible second. That night, yeah, you called me back. And was
yeah,
like,
and I was like, hey.
We got a...
But see, then I didn't, because Superbad has this anger management issue, so I waited.
What?
So I waited to tell him. I literally made sure I locked up the cabin and went over the top trying to make sure we had a place before I called to let
and
him know.
And I was still furious.
Oh, and you were ready to murder everyone. But like, hey, man, don't, hey, we still got a place. And you're like, yeah, right, right.
Yeah. When we get back, though.
And this is the things we normally deal with. This is why I firmly believe, like, all the sayings, like, you got to go through shit to be successful. And most people will just throw their hands up in there and be like, screw this.
Yeah.
9 things in a row have gotten in our way. I'm done. I ain't dealing with this
shit. Yeah, we could have refunded our booth. We could have scrapped the entire thing.
Yep.
No. Fuck that.
Nope.
We pressed through.
Yeah, and we did good, man.
Yeah. Killed the game. Got some interviews. Sold some shit.
Yeah, we just set up that long interview. So, yeah, I didn't mean to cut you and change the story, but yeah, we'll go. And what's his name again?
Dante Bosco, there which I got wrong 3 times while texting Jamie for the press.
Bru- Donnie Bosco?
Yeah. Danny Busco. Fuck, what's his name?
Isn't that movie with Johnny Depp, right? Donnie Bosco. Isn't that the, no, bro, it's not his name. I kept calling him Donnie Bosco.
Yeah.
It's like, that's a movie.
Dante Bosco.
Yeah. It's not Donnie Brasco. That is a Johnny Depp movie, Bean.
Donnie Brasco.
That's what it sounds like.
All right, let's just play the interview.
All right, here it is.
I am Ryan with the BS Show, the Bean and Superbad Show. I am here with Dante Bosco here at Atlanta Comic Con. Can you tell the people a little bit about yourself, what roles you've done in the past?
My name is Dante Bosco. I'm an actor. A lot of people know me for originally as my character Rufio in the movie Hook, the leader of the Lost Boys, and then more recently for things like Prince Zuko, of the Fire Nation, Avatar Last Airbender, Jake Long, the American Dragon, and Disney's Jake Long, the American Dragon, and tons of other things. I've been around for a long time in this industry.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan, by the way. I just had to get that out there. Avatar is one of my favorite shows on the air.
No worries.
So are you enjoying Atlanta Comic Con so far?
I am. This is my first con back since the pandemic, and, a little weary flying in. Like, is this really going to happen? Because, of course, in the last year, and even this year, a lot of things canceled, and even I canceled on my side on certain things, so I never, like, it's not real until we're sitting behind a booth and we're talking to people. But I'm really excited to kind of get back out there, see people, talk about it. So much has happened in the pandemic, especially with Avatar, would become a number one on Netflix during the pandemic, so it's really interesting to come back and talk to some of the fans and see where everyone's at. It's been fun so far.
Yeah, the pandemic hit everybody hard, you know. It's good to be here. I was just in Tampa for that Tampa Comic Con, yeah. Can you tell me anything about the new Avatar thing for Netflix?
I don't know much. You know, me and Janet Varney, we just launched our show that's produced by Nickelodeon and iHeartRadio called Brave in the Elements, which is a podcast. And it's kind of the first thing that they're producing. And we're doing a rewatch through the whole series. And I guess in some way prepping everybody for what's going to happen in the future. And also we become like the reporters of the Avatarverse. So check that out wherever you get your podcast. And we've been able to, with the rewatches, you know, we got to interview Mike and Brian and Jack DeSena and Zach Tyler Eisen and a bunch of the other writers and a bunch of the other just directors and creators and cast and crew of the show. But as far as where it's going, I don't know any of the particulars. I know they're working hard on it, and I know that we're going to be amazed. They're not telling me nothing because I know I would spill the beans too early. But I know that Nickelodeon's super excited about where the universe is going, and so am I. And Mike and Brian at the helm of it is just, I think for the whole fan base, is like, we're super excited and relieved that they're the ones that are going to be doing it.
All right, cool, man. And one last thing. Can you say you've been listening to the Bean and Superbad Show for me?
Yes. Should I say my name first?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is Dante Bosco, your Fire Lord Zuko, and you've been listening to the Bean and, hold on a second.
Superbad. That's perfect. That's perfect.
This is Dante Bosco, Fire Lord Zuko, and you've been listening to the Bean and Superbad Show.
Thank you so much.
Nice work, man.
Thank you.
I love the
I love getting to talk to him, you know.
Well, I loved the fact that he was like, I mean, it's really cool, man. It's number one Avatar on Netflix, you know. I don't know what the future holds, but these people are doing the future. This is happening, but I don't know what's happening.
I'm not
going
to spill
the beans.
They're
running the
yeah.
show, and I'm not even know if I'm a part of it, but I can't wait because I'm excited. Hold on.
No, he was really cool, man.
Which I think is why we read this week, you know, 3 days after this, 4 days
IGN
after this
post,
interview.
Yeah. His podcast,
he went ahead and spilled the rest of the beans because he probably figured, oh, shit, they're going to post
that
and I
Ryan
better
kid.
Might as well just get it out there.
Yeah, check out his podcast if you're a fan of Avatar. It sounds like a cool thing. They're doing, I think their last episode was just like what ifs of the Avatar universe or whatever.
That's a
trendy
thing.
Braving the Elements,
there.
I think it's
what
called.
If?
Yeah, right.
Jeez. I'm just saying.
Fucking Disney. Dude, they can't just coin that word, right? Do they own the word what if now?
I don't think so.
Can you make another show called What If?
Ooh, show wise, you might not be able
probably.
To.
Okay.
They probably don't own the phrase, but you probably can't have a probably not just what if. It probably has to be like what if blank. You know what I mean? I don't think they can own the whole sentence, but I think, yeah, if the show's called What If and that's what their show's, it's probably what, that's why it's what if dot, dot, dot. It might
okay.
be.
Okay. All right. To protect their asses.
It could
yeah.
be, yeah. Yeah. So good work, man.
Thank you.
It's been
Thank you.
It's been a hell of a 2-week run that we've been on from Tampa to Atlanta to God, we're in and out of North Carolina and Tennessee.
We're doing
right
like a
now.
Travel show now.
We're filming some stuff. Yeah, we're
travel show.
Our
should we announce what the name of the
our little special?
Yeah.
Well, we were gonna do our pilot that we were working on, but that's getting delayed again because COVID is just out of control and
yeah, the
everything
major cities
is
are
shut
not.
Down and won't let us do pretty much anything at all.
Yep.
So yeah, we decided to do like being in Superbad, do the Smokies.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what we're doing right now. We've got like another day or two to film up here, and then we're head yep. back into the sun's asshole, also known as Florida.
Hellninsula. I've dubbed it.
The Hellninsula? Yeah. Yeah, it's gross. Because up here, it's beautiful, man. It's like 85. Oh, it's a little bit hot. Let me step into the shade. Oh, it's 73 with the breeze and no humidity.
Yeah, we're up higher, too, so it's way colder up here than it is when we go into town.
I don't want to go back.
No. No, I don't.
Send me with the family up here.
Should we announce what's coming in a month?
Oh yeah, we did. We did manage to.
We did a little research once Atlanta was over.
Yeah, because we were full hot, ready to murder.
Yeah,
everyone.
Yeah.
We will be doing a little local Comic Con. I think it's called. What is it? Suncoast
Fan Fest.
Suncoast
I think.
Fan Fest. In Bradenton, which is just south of Tampa. So if you're anywhere local fan in Florida and you listen to us, we will be in Bradenton at the Bradenton Convention Center.
We'll have a booth there. We're pretty much going to be doing the same thing we did in Atlanta, just hopefully
more organized
stuff. Yeah,
and more people since it's only a 20-minute drive, 30-minute drive for everybody.
Who knows if we'll have power? I don't.
It's a mystery.
Yeah. Mystery booth. Yeah, Suncoast Fan Fest. I don't remember what the dates are.
I
want to
say it was September 24th, 25th, and 26th, but I might be wrong.
It's sometime in September.
The end of September.
I think it said, well, I guess it's like 40 days. It's like a month from now, pretty much.
Yeah, let me see. Is it?
We should probably look that up.
It might have been the 14th or so. I thought it was the end of August or end of September, but let me see if those dates coordinate
most
with the
weekend.
Most
definitely in September.
Oh, yep. 24th, 25th, and 26th is a Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Nice.
So I must have remembered that.
Yeah. So if you're local, come check us out.
Yeah.
Please.
And Suit and Tie Dye, one of our awesome listeners.
Shout out.
We obviously I think it's this weekend for the Grand Rapids, right?
Ooh.
Yeah. So we're working on other stuff for up north.
Yeah.
Believe me, we want to get up there. I can't believe we've got a couple of fans that have already been like, well, I will drive 8 hours to where you guys are.
That was
if you
a little
can come up.
Short notice too. Yeah.
And we're trying, believe me. Like next year, if COVID gets under control, you know, that's a big if.
Yeah.
And things get somewhat back to normal.
That's what you call it, big if.
Big if.
Instead of
yeah.
what if.
What if? No, big if. big if true. If we can, next year we plan on really getting to tour and hit as many of these things as we can.
Mm-hmm.
If San Diego Comic-Con goes back to in-person thing, we have a connection there. We're going to try really, really hard to get to San Diego Comic-Con.
To schmooze our way into there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's all we need to do. That's
and then we're golden.
That's the final piece of the puzzle.
Yeah. Tampa was big. Atlanta was roughly the same.
Yeah, bigger in size, but I don't think there were more people.
No, there was less of a turnout.
Saturday was crazier for sure
than
anything Tampa had, but Friday and Sunday were just...
kind of meh.
Meh.
Yeah. Kind of nothing days.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's for pretty much everybody who was there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we talked to, you know, our booth buddies and...
Our booth buddies. I got nothing, man.
My accountability buddy. My accountability booth buddy.
Yeah. Well, the people next to us were selling dice.
Yeah,
I can't remember what they're...
people everywhere were selling dice.
Thing was called. People behind us were selling maps.
Hand-drawn maps. Yeah. We got one. Which is really weird. I don't know if they were had a business and they all decided that they were done.
They were done.
They hated each other.
They just quit. Yeah.
They literally started packing up midway through. They didn't even wait till the end of Saturday. That's what was really perplexing about the whole thing.
They handed away free shit.
They just started giving away their maps at like 4 o'clock on a Saturday.
And they weren't there Sunday.
And then they were gone.
I pack up. Got maybe they were trying to get to MegaCon, even though it's still early.
Yeah, I don't know. That's the whole thing. They were all dressed like Amish people, but none of them, I think, were Amish. I think it was a bit.
The aesthetic,
right.
The thing they were trying to go
for. Because Amish people don't speak the way that they were speaking.
No.
They were very loosey-goosey.
Amish people don't go to Comic-Con.
Right, that also was a thing. You're not wrong there. Not that I've seen. Maybe they are. Maybe we're wrong.
They could have been cosplayers, too. We don't know.
That's true. One of them looked like he could have been your brother, though. It was really throwing me off on Friday and Saturday.
The guy with the suspenders?
The suspenders.
Yeah.
He had just slightly shorter hair than you, but it was like the same dirty blonde, puffy hair. And every time he was like bent over on the table talking to someone, and I'm like, what the f- is Ryan in the room? Oh, okay. Like, when did you switch clothes?
Well, I didn't get that interview. I switched costumes and went to their booth because I knew I'd make more money.
You sent one of the Amish map guys to interview?
Yeah, that's not me. That's not fucking me.
Later, I'm Ryan.
My name's Ryan.
Oh, good stuff. So, expect us back on Twitch.
Soon, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully this weekend.
Yeah.
But I can't guarantee that. Monday at the latest.
Yes.
Monday we'll be back on Twitch and we'll have crypto giveaways and all our normal shenanigans that we do. Tater Tot, if you're listening, we will get you those stickers. We got to mail out a bunch of stuff.
We still got to set up our store too.
Yeah. Yeah, everything kind of ceased development for the last 2 weeks because we've had to put all of our time and resources.
Comic-Con.
And this ship is run by 2, 3, 4 people.
Yeah.
So really it's run by 2 and we have a couple helpers, if I can be real. Well, 3. I got to get Frank. Frank did stuff that Frank's the man.
Yeah.
Frank is the man.
He came through for sure.
He came through. But again, this is a small little ship and we're
putzing along.
We're getting it.
Yeah.
Yeah, expect to store up in the next, what's it? I'd say, realistically, end of August, it should be up and done. You know, mm-hmm. I'm going to try to get it up in pieces as we do this. But again, we have no stable internet up here.
No.
And we have to, our driveway is like a mile and a half. Like, for real. Like, that's not even a joke. It's like, for real. And then that takes us to a road that's like a road that takes you to the driveway. And that's like 4 miles. Right, and then that takes you to like a highway road that takes you to the main road, and that's like 3 or 4 miles.
Then you're in town.
Then you get on that road, and then you drive 15 minutes to get to town. And I know that sounds like I'm being a smart ass, but I'm not. It is literally mile and a half, 5 miles, 5 miles, and now you're on the road to get to town. Then it's like 8 miles. So
we're like 30 miles
just to drive to Starbucks. Yeah, it's like a 25 minute drive to get to where. Yeah. So once we leave, we're normally gone for the day. And if we don't have every specific thing we need with us to broadcast, we're just not going to do it. You know, normally we're out and about with the cameras and the stuff like that.
Yep.
But we haven't been bringing the board or anything with us because we're not in the Beanmobile. So we're not. It's not the same thing.
No.
But that's why you guys didn't get more stuff, unfortunately.
We went live for the cons. We're filming a bunch of stuff that'll be posted.
Oh, you can get a lot of extra stuff.
Eventually, Super Bad, do the Smokies.
Mm-hmm. It'll be good, yeah. So I guess that's about it. That pretty much wraps up. I can't think of anything else that we've done or that we want to give away
yet.
Like
the dick apron, we're probably missing something.
Probably. We're probably going to be like, you're welcome. I'm going to hit stop, and I'm going to go, God fucking damn it. We didn't talk about this or this or this. I will say this. When we got up here, I won't name too many names. The person, the next door neighbor, this is family, like this house is through me through family. That's how I'll just say it like that. Mm-hmm. And one of the people up here has a house next door, and they help watch this house because it's nobody. You know, it's like a
people aren't
it's
up a family. Here all the time.
It's like a whole family vacation house. It's kind of like my whole family's. So he walks up. we got up here Thursday night, but he comes over Friday before we're leaving. Right, it was like Friday morning early. Yeah. Right, like super early. We're getting ready to leave to go to the con, and he's like, hey guys, hey, he's like, he gives me a fist bump and he's talking to me and he's like, yeah, they're making everybody now, he works, I won't say what specific word, but they're like, yeah, they're making everybody do COVID tests randomly. And he's like, so before I can go back, I got to get 2 COVID tests. I just got the rapid one done. That's negative. So it's fine. Well, flash forward to Saturday, the next day, that was Saturday. So flash forward to Sunday, he comes up to us. Hey, I just got my results back from my other COVID test. It's positive. So,
yeah, definitely positive. Definitely
you've
have
definitely
COVID.
Been you've probably been exposed because I shook your hand like no, we fist bumped, and now I'm like, does the bottom of my or the top of my fingers have COVID? So now we've been kind of sitting here hoping and praying, and so when we go out and film, we make sure that we're not near anybody, and then we have to go. It's just Jesus Christ.
Well, okay, that's kind of wrong. We try and make sure there's nobody around, but every time we pull up to a location...
We'll be in the woods.
8,000 people.
We'll be in the woods next to a creek, up a trail...
Next to a fucking aqueduct made of wood
in the middle
from
of
the
nowhere.
Native Americans.
And then you look over, and there's 6,000 people, and we're the only ones wearing masks. And it's like... Thank God we're vaccinated, Jesus Christ, man.
Rough life, man.
Yeah, that's what I told him. And he's like, you've been exposed. Like, well, maybe, but I'm fucking vaccinated, thank God. So,
yeah. So, God, we're fine. I mean, we haven't felt off or anything. You had an allergy attack recently, but that was
last night. But I think it was just allergies.
Yeah, being up here.
Now you're scaring people. Now we're scaring people. They're gonna die. They're out filming around public. No, we're seriously not around people. We're not. We're making sure. Yeah, no, I don't want to be responsible for anything negative like that. But that's the other reason we're kind of quarantined in a house in the middle of nowhere.
Right, because now we're exposed.
Right,
yeah.
So that's
we're
where we
basically
are.
Basically stuck here.
Yay. Ugh.
All right. Well, until next time.
Yeah, until then.
I'll be hanging out with my new best friend, Zuko.
He's quit the show. It's the Zuko and Superbad Zuko show now. They just talk about... He just talks about how much he loves Avatar.
Yeah, how much I love my best friend Zuko.
And I almost call him Donnie Bosco again.
Dante Bosco.
Yeah, him.
Danny Brasco.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Right. You've been listening to The BS Show, starring everyone's favorite high-strung vegan with an anxiety disorder, J. Bean Martin, the 17-time Humble Man of the Year award winner himself, although he would never tell you that. Because, you know, the incredible humbleness. Murdoch. Straight from the virgin lands of the sparkly savannah, executive producer, super stoner, and male hair model, Ryan Radio Man Sharp, a.k.a. the Glitter Lion. Wow. Still the coolest guy in the room, even if he doesn't understand watermarks or copyright in general, Frankie Buttons, a.k.a. Cherokee Frank. That guy that's clearly Bean's favorite, that's still on the outro, even though he hasn't been on air in like 18 months, Matthew McConaughey's illegitimate love child and Bean's hero, Wooders. Questions, comments, concerns, just want to say you love us or tell us we suck. Facebook and Instagram, BS Show. Twitter, Bean and Superbad. Like to watch? I bet you do. Twitch.tv, BS Show Arcade. Thanks for listening, and until next time, always remember.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
You're welcome.
I agree.